Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work. This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered. For just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome to Brain Stuff from How Stuff Works. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Countless humans have watched the Star Wars movies, and most of them will tell you that the bumbling droid named C-3PO is gold all over. But did you know that C-3PO actually has one silver leg? And what's that immortal line Darth Vader utters in the movie The Empire Strikes Back? It's not, "Luke, I am your father." He actually says, "No, I am your father." Both of these are pop culture examples of what's called the Mandela Effect, which are false memories shared among a large population of people, a collective misremembering of sorts. The phrase was coined around 2009 by self-described paranormal consultant Fiona Broom, who used it to explain the phenomenon where many people around the world believed that the South African leader Nelson Mandela died in prison in the 1980s. But he was released in 1990, later served as president of the country, and died in 2013 at the age of 95. Broom's theory is that at all times there are multiple realities of each universe, sometimes called the multiverse, and that within each universe there are variations or iterations of objects, people, and events. So, according to this theory, memories of these incorrect shared moments are not really false. They're just instances where parallel universes crossed paths for an instant. The multiverse theory is also applied to various concepts in physics and Spider-Man. Science has other explanations for how the Mandela effect happens. Much of it boils down to the fact that human memory is notoriously unreliable. In this, our age of digital technologies, we often equate our brains with computer hard drives as though our experiences are typed up and filed away in our own organic storage. However, our prefrontal cortices, where many memories are stored, don't work with the same precision as a hard drive. We spoke via email with Caitlin Amote, a UCLA PhD candidate in neuroscience. She says that based on what we know about the brain, we can make inferences about what contributes to the Mandela effect. Quote, "Memories are organized in the brain so that similar memories are stored in nearby neurons. When a memory is recalled, those cells are able to change their connections, which allows for the addition of new information. But because neurons that fire together wire together, sometimes false memories can emerge from erroneous connections." While we might think of recalling memories as solidifying them in our brains, science seems to suggest otherwise. Recalling a memory often triggers other memories in the process, often intertwining various scenarios and people in new ways, a sort of reconsolidating of the information in our brains. Human beings are also vulnerable to the concept of confabulation, which is an error or misinterpretation regarding a memory without a conscious attempt to mislead ourselves or others. Confabulation occurs when the brain is attempting to fill in the blanks for incomplete memories. A speaker may mix and match similar experiences and information in order to complete a story in their mind, complete with details and emotional responses, certain that the tale is true. This kind of behavior happens more frequently in people coping with neurological issues such as brain damage or Alzheimer's, but healthy individuals confabulate too. Okay, so that might explain how one person misremembers something, but why would lots of people misremember the same facts? Emote points to a 2016 psychology study showing that 88% of people in an online survey incorrectly picked Alexander Hamilton as a U.S. president from a list of possible candidates. Hamilton's recognition rate was much higher than that of some actual presidents like Franklin Pierce and Chester Arthur. Hamilton was actually the first Secretary of Treasury, but since he's associated with many early U.S. presidents and has a hit Broadway show with his name in the title, one or many could be forgiven for mistaking him for a former commander-in-chief. Emote also notes the power of suggestion. She said, "Suggestibility is the tendency to believe what others suggest to be true. This is why lawyers are prohibited from asking witnesses leading questions that suggest a specific answer." These days, there's also the viral power of the internet and its ability to magnify human error, suggestibility, and gullibility. Just for example, if one person should vociferously claim that the actor Sinbad starred in a 90s movie about a genie called Shazam and could pro-offer plot details that strike a chord with other readers, this could generate a false narrative that many people might believe to be true or even claim to remember themselves. In actuality, the actor in the 90s movie about a genie was Shaquille O'Neal, and the film was called Kazam. Experiments continually demonstrate just how flawed human memory can be. In one test, about 30% of subjects confirmed that they had viewed video footage of United Flight 93, which crashed as part of the September 11th terrorist attacks. No such footage exists. Even 20% of people with highly superior autobiographical memory, that is, incredibly accurate memories, reported viewing the non-existent video. And outside of the lab, examples of the Mandela effect are pretty common. Are the popular cartoon bears called the Berenstain Bears or the Berenstain Bears? It's the latter, something that shocks many people who remember reading these books as children. And do you remember a famous portrait of England's King Henry VIII grasping a turkey leg? So do a lot of other people. But it never existed. Today's episode was written by Nathan Chandler and produced by Tyler Klang for iHeartMedia and HowStuffWorks. For more on this and lots of other reliably accurate topics, visit our home planet, HowStuffWorks.com. Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content, plus add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.